Next up, we've got Cave Dwellers doing In Pripyat.
I've got to tell you about an opportunity. It's tailored just for you. I'm pretty sure this is the place you've been looking for. It's got a scenic view. In Pripyat, it's not hot. Couldn't ask for better weather. This community's forever. In Pripyat, from your flat, there's a nice view of the river. It's a home you'll never give up.
What the songwriter knows, and just about what everyone knows, is that in about a year or so, Pripyat will be completely uninhabited, thanks to the Chernobyl nuclear disaster. The narrator in this case isn't unreliable. In 1985, they just couldn't have seen into the future. So I'm pretty sure that they regret saying, "This community is forever, and you'll be glad you did," as part of their sales pitch. This isn't due to, you know, a character flaw on the part of the narrator. It's just the situational irony that I mentioned at the start of the show. I like them being able to reference a line about Ukraine girls from the Beatles back in the USSR, but it kind of reminded me about that joke. You know what they call Ukrainian food in Ukraine? Food. I like the music quite a bit. It's really reminiscent of the mid-80s when bands like U2 were rapidly ascending. And I get kind of a YouTube vibe from this song, especially the atmospheric, effects-heavy guitar solos. I feel this was like an intentional choice, and that it not only harkened back to some of the sounds of the time period, but it also added a bit of foreshadowing to the impending disaster with some vaguely sci-fi sounding guitar effects. So I always think it's cool when the music sort of contributes to tell the story by setting it in the 80s and kind of giving it some cool sound effects that go with it. And there's a couple more songs of the contest that do this. But yeah, in general, I like this song and I like what they did with it.
Yeah, I found there were enough clues in the lyrics to make me sort of understand what was going on, but I did have to go back to the song bio to maybe get a bit more context fully. Like, it's like, oh, this is something Chernobyl, let me go and check on that later kind of thing. I've really liked all of the Cave Dwellers entries so far. This Spin Tunes, the vocals are so good and everything else about it is also so good. I loved that sort of synthy effect on the guitar solo. It feels like thematically appropriate, like you were saying, Chumpy, but then I've also written that maybe the solo goes on just a little bit long, perhaps. Sorry, Glennie. But yeah, really liked this song. Big fan.
Well, there's that like that instrumental pre-solo, you know, 4 or 8 bars leading into the guitar solo. And that pre-solo, I think, is mirrored earlier by like an intro or another sort of musical interlude. And I love those bits, the pre-solo, whatever the hell that is. And, you know, those two like musical interludes. And I was trying to figure out what the hell is the inspiration for that, because it sounds, I don't, maybe not really super familiar, but it sounds like a style that, and I don't know, maybe even the notes are familiar. Anyhow, I just loved it. It was, I think Truth's singing is fantastic as usual, and the guitar work is wonderful as usual. And I don't want to dismiss it by saying as usual. Typical fantastic singing, typical great guitar work. Yeah, but it's, you know, we've come to expect it, and they deliver, and they're really delivering this time too. Having said that, it's a novelty song, you know, and I don't mind novelty songs when they're done really well, and I think this one's done really well. That is the catchiest damn chorus I've heard in a long time. And, you know, so like, what's not to love? It's good and fun and interesting. And yeah, this is probably going to rate really high for me.
Same here.
Next round, I would like to challenge Glennie to do a pre-solo, a solo, and then a post-solo after the solo.
I'm sure he'd be fine with that. We should make that the challenge. Three solos. One of them must be slide.
And one of them must be a cameo from Glennie. He'd probably do it. 32, 33 entries, no problem.